listening to Down the Dunk Podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Down to Dunk Podcast. It is Sunday the 27th, the day after one of the more epic games and also simultaneously one of the worst games in the history of the Oklahoma City Thunder, but they prevailed with the victory finally in overtime against the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis to even the series 2-2. We apologize first off that we skipped game three, but we just could not make ourselves get together and talk about this team without being depressed, angry, all wrapped into one.
You wouldn't wanted to hear it.
Yeah, Andrew and Jay on this pod today, and we're going to go through some good things and bad things from last night's Memphis game. Andrew, go ahead.
Good things. The best thing, Reggie Jackson last night.
Hands down, yep.
I mean, the very best. He was 11 for 16 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. One of the most key stats, and it's usually not this key, but 8 for 8 from the free throw line. Just ridiculously key. 32 points, 9 rebounds. He had one assist and a steal. He carried this team. He had his, and a lot of people have already said this, he had his James Harden-like moment in the playoffs. I mean, he took over that game. And another part of this Reggie Jackson good thing is the trust that Scott Brooks, Kevin Durant, and Russell Westbrook had in him to basically deliver this game for them because no one else could.
And I sent a little tweet out about it this morning, but like to think about the amount of humility that it must come, like Durant and Russ, they were moving to secondary and third pieces to Reggie as the game wound down and running pick and roll out of him. And I think for me is that makes the biggest difference in this series. Cause mm-hmm. now who can guard Russ, Katie, and Reggie on the floor at the same time effectively? And so it's what they've been needing since the series started getting into this kind of Grizzlies worn down mentality play of basketball. And so Reggie was humongous last night, and so proud of the kid, and which I can actually say that because he's like 10 years younger than me. and you just saw the emotion that he was wearing on his sleeve last night as he finished, which I'd probably be emotional too if I made myself as much money as he did, but last night. But it just a great game from him. Saved, in my mind, saved maybe Scott Brooks' career at the Oklahoma City Thunder, but definitely saved this postseason for the Thunder by himself.
Yeah, it definitely did. And he exposed the part of the Grizzlies defense that just hadn't been done before. You know, they have a couple really solid perimeter defenders, and then they have guys like Mike Miller, Tayshaun Prince out there on the perimeter who they're going to stick on Reggie Jackson because they don't want KD and they don't want Russ to kill them. And he just exposed that. I mean, they had to call a timeout and pull Mike Miller in overtime. Just because Reggie was just torching him,
and they're gonna, it should be, Brooks should exploit that too, and I think that also gives your guys, it spaces the floor in a way because they run that pick and roll and can put Russ and Kevin a little bit out on the wings, and they won't go to it from the beginning. It's not like they're gonna start Reggie and then just, you know, let him take over as point guard, but in these big moments to be able to space the floor with him and leave Durant and Russ on your wings, and so they can attack, penetrate. You know, it just makes a big deal for them. And I'll move on kind of on that. So speaking of bad things, everything about Kevin Durant and Russ's, not everything, but the scoring from Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook yesterday was a most definitely a bad thing.
Yeah, Durant was 5 for 21 from the field, 1 of 7 from 3. He missed 2 free throws. He had 15 points last night. I think last time that he had under 20 was last year, like December of last year.
Which more than likely was in one of those games where they're up by like 30 and he had 12 assists or something like that. You know, I can't remember. But
it was not a game that went into overtime.
Yes, no, most definitely. And it's the worst I've ever seen him play, actually. Watching this team religiously for the last, you know, 5 years, and then watching him even when he was with the Sonics and then the Longhorns, like I've never seen him shoot this poorly for such an extended period. And I think every Thunder fan is just waiting and waiting and waiting for that moment where all of a sudden, ah, here it goes. Do you think that comes against the Grizzlies at all? Or do you think that's just something maybe if we play, you know, the Clippers or the Warriors, we'll get to see again?
Oh, it's hard. I think Durant's going to come back and play a good game. I don't know. What do you think?
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Game five back in Oklahoma City. I think there's a lot of weight with the way they're playing that was on his shoulders. There also could be the MVP trophy presentation. Is that correct? Or am I thinking too early on that?
I thought it was after the first round, but I'm thinking of, you know,
the Dirk year. I think Dirk, we all keep going back to that Dirk.
That's all I can think. That's all I can think about watching Durant is I do not want him to be sad Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, standing in an empty arena with his, you know. So either way, I think that the win and not feeling so alone on the team is going to help. I think that they were trying to trust their other players, and when the offense stagnated or, you know, the players were hesitating with the ball, I think that affected Durant and Russ, and so they felt like they had to do everything. To know that there's another part, maybe it'll take some pressure off of them, but I cannot foresee them having another game like they did last night.
I know, I don't either, but I said that's what I was saying, or that's what I was thinking before game four. I was like, you know what, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook are not going to play this bad again.
And they somehow did.
So I don't know. And you know what? They proved that they can win without them having to be the guys. But, you know, Kevin Durant's he's not going to miss those easy shots he's been missing. I think getting back home is going to help. And I think a few days off is going to help as well.
And I think last night, some of it was defense. And I'll give it to that. Like, some of it's Tony Allen. He's pestering. Like, all of those things. He was missing layups and bunnies. Yeah. And it's, like, wide open stuff, too. He was getting position where he needs to be and then just missing shots.
Right. And people that want to, like, hang Scott Brooks for this, they were running sets. And he was getting open shots. And he was just missing them.
Yeah, they ran the same set two or three times in a row where they kind of brought Russ out off of a kind of screen around the free throw line, rotated over and got Durant a shot, you know, either right at the block.
Yeah.
And then when it didn't open, which a lot of times Tony Allen knows how to play those passes, then Russ has the ball and he's penetrating. It just is, it's one of those things where it's very, very, very unlikely for me that I'm going to see something. And he may shoot 45%, but he's going to make those shots. Yes. Like if they force him in the long shooting a lot, long balls and all those things. But what I saw, one of the most important things, and I will say this as a good thing in transitioning, I thought Brooks did some things yesterday.
Hey, can I stop you and add one good thing before you go to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna put Luke in on Skype right now.
Oh, okay.
Just trying to add one more good thing.
Yeah, I mean, he is a good thing.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
What's up?
We're doing good things, bad things, man. You got any good things to start with?
Well, tell me real quick, have you already done your good things, bad things?
No, we did Reggie as a good thing. We did Durant and Russ as a bad thing. I think that's it.
Okay. I got a bad thing, a real bad thing. Worst thing probably for the NBA.
Donald Sterling?
So bad.
Oh, it's bad.
It just puts such a bad light over the playoffs, I feel like.
I wasn't sure we would touch about it. It does put in. Did you see what the Clippers did today?
What did they do? I did not. I was not able to see.
They took their shooting shirts or shooting jerseys and they took them off or turned them inside out or something. So there was nothing,
awesome.
Nothing on their team that represented their logo. And then Steph Curry went ahead and added to it by just coming out scorching. And so they're up, I think, by 10 or 12 by the time the first quarter was over. But I haven't been paying attention since. But.
That's cool. I like that. But it's just such a crazy thing that and I don't know how what they do. I don't think they can force him to sell.
I don't know either. I really don't know. I thought someone tweeted something about the owners being able to vote him out.
Yeah.
But I'm not for, I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, but I don't think, but the NBA can't force the owners to do that. The other owners, I guess, could do that, but the NBA itself, I don't think it could do anything. It's
yeah.
just,
a, yeah. I don't think there's no precedent ever set of a organization or anything like that taking a company away from somebody, unless there were like shareholders that voted him out as kind of the CEO or whatever. But
yeah,
I think what they can do is all the owners can go in and buy the team, force him out. They buy the team and then they wait to get their money back until they sell it.
Yeah, they just, I remember them talking about George Shinn and the inability to get the team from him when he was kind of driving the Pelicans to the ground.
Yeah. It's just such an interesting thing and such just terrible for the organization. Just terrible.
Yeah.
It just looks really bad. But but good thing, you know who I might be my favorite Thunder player in playoffs? Serge Ibaka. He's so consistent. He's doing
He played really well last night on defense. You could see Russ and Durant getting a little mad at him at different things. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like he was getting lost a little bit on offense, but he's such a difference maker defensively.
Yeah.
And he shoots with confidence. It's so well. I thought he's been great. I'll just go ahead and tap on, or add on to that. Kendrick Perkins has been phenomenal in this series.
So good.
Great.
And so that's been good.
I look at his – I'm looking at everyone's stats right now, and I look at his – and I expected to see more than 6 rebounds from last night, but I feel like I saw every single one of them, and they were all, like,
huge
rebounds.
Yeah.
And he's hitting that little kind of baby jump hook or floater thing. I don't know what that shot is.
I mean, he kind
of
is. He was 1-for-4 last night.
Was he really?
Maybe I don't know. It's just it all for just him. Feels inflated. Know. Like, anytime he does something good, it's just, like, huge.
Yeah.
For this team.
It's funny, though, because he got his 4th foul and was on the floor for, like, another 2 minutes. And I remember thinking the whole time, get him off the floor because we need him down the stretch. Like, yeah. That's all my mind kept thinking, which just shows the value of him. Tabo has been really good as well, another guy that we're historically bad on. And he actually made a 3-pointer last night. And yeah, so that's maybe another good thing to get him some confidence.
You know who else made a 3-pointer? Nick Collison.
Yes, he sure
yes.
did.
That was phenomenal.
1-for-1 last night.
I'm just saying, if you show me like stats and you say there's a game where Katie and Russ both score around 15 points, I think I say we don't win that game. And we did because Reggie was so good.
Reggie scored more points than them combined.
Yeah, that's it was his highest scoring game ever, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
He needed that so bad.
That was big.
Just for us going forward, he needs to know he can do that.
He was terrible in the previous 3 games. He was not good. He looked lost.
He was shooting 15.3% going into the game. And so he turned it on, and it was just great. It was just great to see from him.
Well, yeah. as Luke jumped on, I was saying that something I did feel like was good is you could actually see some adjustments that Scott Brooks made going into the series or going into last night's game. And some of that was rotational. But he also had some stuff, especially like I wonder if I had the game tape recorded, I'd rewatch this. The 3rd quarter, they came out and started doing some stuff with Durant where they would move him to kind of one side of the key. And it ended up resulting in a shot for Tabo where he knocked down that 3, and then a couple shots for Serge where he knocked down a couple shots. And so he kind of spaced the floor knowing that they're going to overcommit, which if you watch is what they're doing. Tony Allen is pestering him, but he also – they rotate Mark Gasol over on him. Zach Randolph's over on him. They're just trying to keep them from being able to get to the rim and making them jump shooters even more, and it's being successful. But what they did is they started using them as a decoy to kind of get the ball out to Serge and Tabo. And I think if they can keep doing that a little bit more, and Durant and Russ trusting their teammates to make shots, which the teammates got to actually make shots for that to happen, I think they'll be in good shape going into 5 and finishing out the series in 6 or 7.
Because I don't know about you guys, I kind of have an idea, but if they would have lost last night, I think we were ready to throw in the towel.
We may have won game 5, but we would have lost 6.
Yeah. I'm back in. It was a good game, and it's what we needed to do, I feel like.
Absolutely. You got any more good or bad, Andrew?
Well, just touching back on Kendrick Perkins a little bit, he has been phenomenal on Zach Randolph. Zach Randolph was 5 for 14 last night, with only 11 points, and he shuts him down. And even whenever they switched him on to Gasol, I mean, Gasol was killing the Thunder last night. But when Perkins was on him, he pretty much neutralized him. A lot of people are really down on Perk and have been all year, understandably, because he has moments in which he really shouldn't be on the court. But this series really just shows exactly why he's still in the NBA and why Presti wanted to give him $9 million a year, because he's a guy who can be a difference maker, and he was last night.
Absolutely, he's been great. Butler was better last night. If he hesitate, he's turning into Tavo 2.0 in
I
the sense of
know.
getting those passes in rhythm on the 3-point line and then hesitating or pump faking and then trying to shoot something else. Like, just shoot it,
It's
let it
not even a
go.
really a pump fake. It's like a half pump fake.
Yeah, and they just need to shoot it. Why
Yeah,
not?
just shoot the ball. I mean, one of the bad things, shooting percentages, they shot 36% from the field, 28% from three last night. 8 for 28. That's pretty bad. But back on a good thing with shooting, 90% from the free throw line, 18 of 20. Huge. I mean, that's the game right there. And Memphis shot 56%, 13 for 23. So, I mean, that's the game. And we've got to continue to win that free throw match. And then the offensive rebounds. We had 20 offensive rebounds to their 18. So if we can continue to do those two things well, and I do think that the shooting will improve, and I've been saying it
Yeah, hopefully it
since
comes
game
true. Yeah.
two, but I do think the shooting will improve. But if we can continue to win the free throw game and the offensive rebound game, I do think that the Thunder could pull out these gutsy wins like this. And you know what? They had a chance in games two and three as well. It's not
Yep.
like those were out of reach. This could be a sweep, or this could be us,
Down 1-3,
down
yep.
1-3, just because these games have been so close. But we'll take 2-2, and we'll come back, and we have home court advantage, and all we have to do is beat them at home twice and move on to second round.
I'm still being cautiously optimistic. I think it's a 7-game series, and I'll let you know depending on these next 2 games how I feel about game 7.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I have no idea what to expect,
I
because
was
I.
looking at all the games that are happening right now. Like when they were all 2-1, us going into tonight, I could see every team that's down coming back and winning their series. I mean, it's been a great round of playoffs so far.
I think it'll be interesting, and maybe we do this on the pod next week on Friday or Wednesday, but it will be interesting to see how the Clippers respond to this.
Yeah.
The Donald Sterling thing, they're down by 21 right now, 59 to 38 with about 2.5 minutes left in the second quarter. So I'm not saying that is directly because of Donald Sterling, but I think who knows what they're going to bring as far as that, because that's a big deal.
Oh yeah, it has to affect them. It has to, no
Yeah,
matter what
absolutely.
it does.
Yeah, I think that we've seen, even just watch, if the only series that you've watched is the Oklahoma City Memphis series, I think that you see that just the mental game is such a big part of it. I mean, you could see Durant just mentally last night. There was something off about him.
He's been a little off the whole series.
Yeah, ever
That's
since game one, it's been kind of strange to watch Durant play. I don't know. I think it's something that he can get out of. I mean, I think he maybe played the worst game of his career. I think we've already said that last night. But he's got to be the MVP again if they're going to win this series. I mean,
Yeah.
if Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant continue to play like they did, I mean, you can go ahead and let Memphis go to the second round, because I don't think that they I don't know that Reggie Jackson can do this again.
So here, I will say this though. Can anybody in the NBA duplicate the Grizzlies' defensive scheme the way the Grizzlies do it?
I think about the only team that could, and this team is in complete shambles right now, is the
The
Indiana
Pacers.
Pacers.
Yeah.
And I don't see the Thunder and the Pacers meeting.
Yeah. So that's one of those things, like, the good thing is nobody else has the personnel or the style to be able to make, because that has a big, that's a big deal for them.
Yeah.
Durant and Russ can't get to the rim. Like, they cannot get to the rim against this Grizzlies team. And they're doing that on purpose. And they've also slowed down. What you also see is as soon as the ball goes up on a shot, Randolph and Gasol are down, but all three of the rest of them run back. And so they're making the intentional effort to stop fast court, fast break points, and they're also making it to where you're not going to score at the rim against them.
Right.
Which is throwing everybody off. And so, and they're saying shoot jumpers, and if you shoot jumpers and make them, we'll take that loss and move on.
And can you tell me another team that denies a player the ball at 40 from 40 feet from the basket?
No, nobody does.
That doesn't happen. Like, I mean, Tony Allen's about the only guy in the league that I know that will just deny you, you know, the moment you cross half court. And that's not going to happen. And that, and you know, I feel like that throws Durant off pretty significantly.
Yeah. And also Tony Allen shooting and making shots probably throws him off as well.
Yeah.
That guy's a terrible shooter and still is blowing the Thunder up.
Tony Allen and Beno Udrih are just so infuriating to me because they shouldn't be this good. You know, Mike Miller hitting shots, you know, he's killed the Thunder over and over again. He's a good shooter. I understand. It makes sense. 1 + 1 = 2 with this, but not with Beno Udrih and Tony Allen. Beno Udrih, who wasn't even in the league for a lot of this season.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And on the Knicks as part of that, you know.
Yeah, and didn't play for the Knicks.
Well, that's all I got for my good and bad. I excited for Game 5 finally, which I was not. I mean, I thought it was over. I thought I was ready to be done, frustrated, quit, you know, all that stuff after last night. They ended up bringing it back and winning it. Reggie, thank you. We'll build a statue of you for this one. So.
Said, but who's that?
Dude, that's Asher wanting to be on the podcast.
That's awesome.
We can go ahead and end it.
You guys got anything else you want to say before we shut her down?
Okay. I have. Who you guys enjoy watching Thunder? Who's your second team?
The Portland-Houston series is my second favorite series.
Yeah, me too. Portland is.
And I like Portland. Yep.
Hey, thanks. Hey.
All right, guys. I love it. That's Asher sending us out, guys. Remember, follow us on Twitter at The Needy Podcast. Look for us online at downthedunk.com. We appreciate you. We'll check you next time. With him,